Hey, Noah.
Yes.
Hey, it's Zach from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good, good. How was your holiday?
Not bad, not bad.
Right on.
Getting back in the groove of things.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, I just got that email, but there's no attachment to it, unfortunately.
Strange. Let me send it again.
That would be awesome. And then if you
Okay.
could your most recent tax return, and that would be the last information we would need for me to get everything over to underwriting.
Okay. So I just resent you the
All right.
June statement, and now you will have the 2014 and 2015 taxes. Now, the taxes themselves refer to have a the old business name of USA Sewing, since I technically bought out my business partners, the taxes reflect me as the only owner.
Gotcha.
But it's,
Okay.
same location, same business, same everything, just different business entity. So hopefully that doesn't throw my CPA said that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. There it is. Okay, there's a tax return. You know what's weird is every time you send this over, it comes out, and I know that you're sending it in a PDF, but it doesn't come to me in a PDF. And I tried to convert it to a PDF, and it says the file's corrupted. It just did it again, unfortunately. It's very weird. Trying to, let's see here. Yeah, I keep trying to convert it to a PDF and it won't allow me to do it. It keeps saying file's corrupted for some reason.
Let me try this way. Did you get the tax returns?
I did, and those came out
Okay.
perfect.
All right. Strange. All right. I.
You know what's weird is it comes to me in a PDF and it looks great, and then I pull it off to the screen, off to the side, to review it, and then it comes out and it says that the file is corrupted. It's so bizarre.
Well, I just resent it again, sending it a different method. So hopefully, let me know if
Okay,
that one worked.
there it is, June statement. Let's see here. Okay. Please work, please work. There we go. There we go. That came out good. So I will package everything. I'll finish packaging everything out and have it over to underwriting in a little bit. And then we'll have
Okay,
some
great.
feedback for you in about 24 hours or less.
Great. Now, could we also look into like maybe a line of credit or what are we going to be looking at right now?
So, was there a? I know it's been a while since we discussed this. Is there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking for? That's gonna, you know.
Ideally, I mean, depending on like if we're talking about small business loan, or line of credit, something around 100,000.
Okay. Lines of credit are available. Typically, credit score has got to be right around 720 or above to qualify for
Okay.
that.
Probably not gonna make that,
Okay.
unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't want to give you any false hope or any misinformation there, but we can definitely shoot for that 100,000 for you.
For a business loan?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay. So I will finish wrapping
And
everything up here and then have it over to underwriting here shortly.
okay, and then I mean, if there's an amount that they would be able to do, you'll let me know if that, I mean, is that what happens? Like, if they're like, oh,
Yeah.
no, we couldn't do this, but we can do this.
Yes, exactly. So I will say that, you're looking for around $100,000. And typically, they'll come back with either, that amount and certain terms, or if we can't do that 100, there'll be other options there as well.
Okay, great. Because I mean, I think most importantly, I know, when we first started just talking, it was like, the sales are strong, they're increasing, they're steady.
And your bank statements have improved tremendously. I mean, it's showing there's a lot, showing a lot of good cash flow, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And, then I got my two past years of taxes that, give you the snapshot. Now, 2014 to 2015, we literally kind of, so when we first started, we were at, I think, 600,000 in gross. And then 2015, the year after, we went down and we cut that in half.
Okay.
Only because it was more, doing more work wasn't essentially, we weren't making that much more money off it. We kind of scaled down to a different tier while becoming more efficient. I mean, I guess it's just kind of like, finding our groove. We had literally like double the staff as well. So,
right.
So I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, so kind of like growing pains in essence.
Well, I mean, it was just like, why are we, making ourselves crazy when we can literally reduce everything in half, still make the same amount, and not be so nuts. But literally this year, we've definitely focused on, focused on our niche market that works very good or, is excellent for us. And lack of a better word, growing pains. But I just wanted to throw that out there just so it wasn't like, oh my gosh, this company, is losing sales when essentially we just kind of scaled down to what was workable. I don't know about you, but me personally, working 24 hours a day wasn't helping.
No, absolutely not. That's got not good for the mind, body, or soul.
Exactly. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So
I appreciate it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then if you need anything else, of course, let me know, and I'll be looking forward to seeing how we can move forward with this. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I will reach out to you tomorrow at some point, and hopefully I will have some awesome news for you.
Great. Okay.
All right. Talk to you then. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.